Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Just relax. You can't do anything about your life. You are not in control.
Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and everything. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Let's do that again. Okay. Bathroom. Oh, we're talking bathroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff.
Right.
Oh, Cliff, how are you doing?
How are you today? I hope you're well. How are you today?
Spent a lot of time in the bathroom lately.
Oh, Kendall. Whenever I'm in the bathroom taking a dump, I'm like, "Where's Kendall?"
Oh, you went too dark, too quick.
I went brown.
You went brown.
Went downtown. Kendall, this is a show about bathrooms. It's neither here nor there. It's just about bathrooms.
Not here or there. It's in the bathroom. But we spend more time in the bathroom probably than
First,
any place.
Kendall, let me tell you that I did not like the way that you presented the idea for this topic to Mr. Snodbottom. You said, "I have two ideas, and I'm going to be really mad if we don't do one of them." And you said we could do a show about ISIS or a show about bathrooms. I want to put love and unity out into the world.
Well, bring some love into bathrooms.
And here you are talking about things that whisk our turds away.
Well, Cliff, I think it's interesting.
It is interesting. I want to hear your thoughts. Oh, God.
Well, let me tell you how this started, Cliff.
This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show.
That's how it started.
Filler program for KBSH. That's Route 99 in Busheltown.
99.
And I just wanted to get that out there.
So glad you got it out.
Out of the way. So that you're not thinking later, "Oh, I said too much about the turd whisker awares and not enough about the KBSH."
That's exactly the same thought you have when you're in the bathroom. You're like, "I just want to get that out of the way."
Yeah, I want to get this out of the way.
Cliff, the average person.
Lush.
Oh, no, I forgot. You messed my story up. Hold on, let me tell you how this all started.
Back to the beginning.
Charles for Christmas.
Back to the Christmas.
Charles the Jackass, the contractor.
Hard candy
for Christmas. He got me this book. It was like The Bathroom Companion.
Oh, God. We found that on the floor of the bathroom at the truck stop.
Are you serious, Charles? Seriously?
Oh, he's like, I don't know.
Anyway, he got me this book.
You know that gesture.
I thought it looked used.
It was used.
And it was like all these facts about bathrooms. And I thought it was very interesting. And I thought, we should do a show about this. Because who better talk about bathrooms than us? But anyway, Cliff. The average person...
This just goes to show we'll do shows about things found on the floor of the men's room.
Well, we've got thousands and thousands of shows to do.
We've got it.
One of them's going to be about a bathroom.
Got it.
The average person visits the toilet.
Kendall, I'm on board. I'm just razzing you.
I know you are. Did you hear me have any problems with them? I'm so used to this razzing, listeners.
You're shouting and you're so defensive.
No, I'm shouting because that's how I normally talk on the show. I'm like, I love everybody!
Oh, God.
Cliff, the average person visits the toilets.
Bathroom.
2,500 times a day.
Oh, 2,500 times a day? That's you.
A year? No, that's me. Sorry, I got my counts off.
Oh, God.
6 to 8 times a day for the normal person, not me. I'm there at least 11 times.
6 to 8? That's the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, Yeah, I've had talks with doctors about this.
Yeah.
Average lifetime spent on the toilet of an average person, not me, but an average person, 3 years.
My God.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
My God.
Kendall, 3 whole years on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, did you know, speaking of commodes,
mm-hmm.
The film Psycho was the first movie to show a toilet flushing.
What?
Yeah. And, it was really, really controversial at the time. It caused an outpouring of complaints about indecency. And it also was controversial. And Alfred Hitchcock, he would not let anyone in during the toilet flushing scene.
Close set!
They had somebody standing at the door. You couldn't come in the theaters, let alone on the set.
I thought you meant on the stage.
No, in the theaters, when it was out, he had people standing at the door. You cannot come in during the toilet flushing scene because it was that kind of thing back then.
It was captivating.
Yeah. He had his reasons. He's the master of suspense. And
wow.
Who are we?
Well, I had no idea. You see, this is why we do a show about bathrooms, Cliff. Because I would have never known that fact.
There you go.
73% of people.
Oh my God, that many?
Use their mobile phones when going to the bathroom.
Gross.
It has taken over as the most popular activity on the toilet. 7 million mobile phones are dropped in the toilet every year. Was yours one of them?
Was yours one of them? Was yours one of them, listeners? Listeners, are you getting this? Was yours one? Listeners, come on. You know, aside from cell phones.
Aside from that.
For just a minute.
Set the cell phones aside, damn it, while we're doing the show.
Aside.
Unless you're listening to the show on the phone, then keep it up.
Then keep that fucker on. You know, I was thinking the other day, one of my biggest problems in life, other than obesity... I don't think healthy people have this problem. It's a problem where I'm in bed all the time. Mm-hmm. And
some people that aren't in bed have this problem.
A lot of people are out running. A lot of people are out
doing
Pilates. Mm-hmm. You know, having canapes on a balcony somewhere. I'm at home in bed. And I lose the remote controls. Come on!
And it is the worst inconvenience of my entire life to get up and look for that damn remote.
You know they're right there.
Yeah. And I just had it. I know it's either here, here, or here. There are three spots I could have moved.
It's under either a blanket fold or a fat fold.
Uh-huh. So that's why I'm like lifting up all my fat. I'm lifting up all the blankets.
Is it under here?
Is it under this breast? Under this breast? No.
There's a Dorito. No.
Oh, a Dorito.
Isn't that the worst? That mm-hmm. is one of my worst problems.
That is. It's a terrible problem, Cliff. Nothing to do with the bathroom, but terrible.
No. That's why I said aside from bathrooms.
Aside from bathrooms. Cliff, back to bathrooms, though.
Yeah.
Are you a folder or a water?
Oh. I am opposed to the asking of this incredibly private question.
It's not that private.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What do you
Toilet
mean?
Toilet paper. Do you fold it? Like 40% of Americans, of people in general in the world, or do you wad it up like 60%?
Okay, so you're pulling toilet paper off the roll.
Yeah, and you either fold it very neatly.
I fold it neatly. I'm not
do
an
you
animal.
Fold it?
Yeah.
Oh, I wad it.
What the fuck?
Big drop here on Cliffhanger Coast to Coast. Why would you fold it?
I don't even know you anymore.
Why would you take the time to like, fold the toilet paper? Yeah, you just take it up. You just like crunch it up into a ball, and that's what you use.
No! How are you going to get the most out of that wad?
Because you have more surface area with it all wadded up, with all the crinkles and the folds.
But you've got shit all over that. And then how are you going to like... Because if you fold it, you wipe. Send the kids out of the room. And you fold it and you wipe, and then you can fold it again and wipe again. And you can do that a couple times.
No, because it's too dirty. I want to like use it one time and then get another piece.
Oh, I am sorry, environment. For waters, 60%. I don't think so.
Yes. I'm of the majority here, Cliff. My father folds.
Oh, my God.
My mother
says, father is right.
My mother says, what is the problem with him? Why does he fold it like some crazy person? Sitting there all delicately folded. I must have got it from my mother.
Gross. My father was an accountant.
That is gross, Cliff.
My father was an accountant, and we fold our fucking toilet paper. All right, Kendall.
What a great revelation we just had on the show.
What a great one. Kendall, do you know this, oh, Toilet King?
Oh, Toilet King.
Do you need this? King George II of Great Britain died, falling off a toilet on October 25th, 1760. He just fell off and died.
I think your explanation may have been more stunning than when he actually died.
And this is another thing.
I didn't know that. I did not.
He did. And this is another thing. People of our generation maybe won't identify with. Any child today, if you ask them anything about Elvis Presley,
mm-hmm. he died on the toilet.
The only thing they will know is he died on the toilet. And it is a damn shame. But mm-hmm. do you not find it to be so?
I went with my mother to Graceland. And
it's like, there's the toilet.
No, the tour guide, you know, you can't go upstairs at a Graceland. But the tour guide, she was like, just above this window is the window to the bathroom where Elvis died.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, people on the tour was like, you know, he died on the toilet, right? That is. You're exactly right. And they were all children, awful, terrible people. But if 85% of injuries that occur in the bathroom happen because someone left the seat up.
Oh, no.
So put the damn seat down.
How does that cause an injury?
Because you go to sit down, and you think it's like a seat, but then you fall into it, and you hurt yourself, you break your back, I don't know, whatever. Twist your ankle, who knows?
Idiots.
Shit all over yourself.
Whatever. Kendall, do you know that... Oh, no. The toilet...
Oh, no.
No. Let's see. Do you know this? While he didn't invent the toilet, Thomas Crapper perfected the siphon flush system we use today.
And I did know that, Cliff. The only reason I know that is because I watched the History Channel so much.
Oh, God bless it.
God bless it. God bless it. God bless it. God bless it. God. Now, this part really bothers me.
No.
It does. It really does.
Brace yourselves, listeners.
Brace yourself. The sink has 100,000 germs per square inch.
Uh-oh.
Where a toilet seat only has 100 germs per square inch.
Uh-oh.
But with every flush of the toilet, you do send an invisible 6-foot plume of bacteria that lands on exposed surfaces, including your toothbrushes. They did it on Mythbusters. It is disgusting.
And your face and in your mouth.
It lands everywhere. And you got to think, if someone is at like a... I think about this all the time, and this is because I'm OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Say you're at the airport, you're at a urinal.
Yeah.
And this guy's just walking away, and you're walking up, and the automatic flush thing happens right as you're standing there.
Yeah.
This 6-foot plume of urine goes right in your face.
Is there a plume of urine, though, or is it of doo-doo powder?
Well, that's at a toilet. I'm talking about a urinal. I'm just saying I feel like I bet all this urine
splashed. I don't
think
there's
like as much.
Nah, I don't
okay,
think
so
it's
so. 3-foot plume right in my face.
Why?
Oh, I've got some stuff. I'm so excited to ask some stupid questions.
Woo.
First of all, what is your biggest cooking mishap?
Oh, God. Once I accidentally poured like a whole thing of salt into a soup.
Who hasn't done that, Cliff? I did that once, actually.
And I tried to
add all this other stuff to it.
Yeah, I tried to get it back out. I tried to salvage it because I really worked hard. It's mm-hmm. back when I was thin and ate things like vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it was a big, big, big mishap.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about your kitchen blunders.
That was the quickest stupid question you've ever answered.
The only thing I can think of.
Cliff, what do you think the closest thing to heaven on earth is?
Oh, I can't tell you on a family show.
Aside from that. Sit and listen to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast?
Probably if you're sitting listening to us and you're really thin and you have a lot of money. And
so anybody but us sitting and listening to the show.
Yeah, but that'd be great.
So everybody's having heaven on earth is hearing this.
Well, any rich, thin asshole.
Cliff, what do you think the most overrated product on the market is?
Oh, the most overrated product.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's just like, oh my God, this product is amazing.
The iPhone.
Oh my God, I will smack you with my iPhone. I thought maybe say OxyClean, something like a normal person would say. No, you went right for my guts, Cliff. You went right for my heart.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't even know if I want to ask you this stupid question. I'm so mad. Cliff, what is the tackiest thing you've ever seen someone do? Not including me. Leave me out of it.
Tacky, tacky, tacky. Oh, well, I did see a Charles the Contractor once at a grocery store.
Say no more.
There you go. I am shopping for groceries. Pretty damn tacky. What he did was he picked out a box of Fruit Loops, and he ate from the box around the whole store.
Ugh.
And then on his way out, he just closed the box back and put it on the shelf.
Ugh.
There you go.
I hope somebody got that. They knew not to eat any of those.
Tacky, tacky.
Tacky,
tacky. I have a stupid question. Damn, those were stupid. Damn, this is a stupid show. And damn, I gotta take a break.
Oh, thank God.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Can't get enough of Super Sugar Crisp.
Give me some sugar. Look, Blob's making air pollution.
Hey, Blob, you're polluting the air.
I don't care, Bear.
Well, I do. So I'll put out the fire and clear up the air.
You deserve a reward, Sugar.
Super Sugar Crisp is my reward. Start your day with a good breakfast featuring Post Super Sugar Crisp.
It's a honey sweet vitamin treat.
Oh, Cliff and Kendall are back. Bet you weren't expecting that.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back, listeners, to the show.
Welcome back, Cliff. I was just visiting the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Our smells awful. But doing all this research for the show.
Well, Mr. Snodbottom's in there all the time.
Well, and Charles.
And Charles.
Our bathroom's horrible. Our, you can't even judge bar bathroom.
Well, our lobby also smells pretty bad.
Everything here smells awful.
Yeah.
I was doing research about this show,
mm-hmm.
and it talked about people like snoop around bathrooms, see what their people mm-hmm. they're visiting, you know, what they're doing, what's in their bathroom.
Uh-huh.
You ever done that? Of course you have. I have.
Probably. I don't remember any great revelations I ever came
Nothing
across.
Good ever comes from it. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Do you have any good stories revolving around that?
Not really.
Okay.
But I do... know that most people, according to polls,
really
tend for the paper to go over the roll rather than under. What do you like, paper to go over the roll or under the roll?
Now, see, I think last time that you made it down to my apartment above the fish hatchery,
yeah.
I think last time you were there, it was over. But I really like it under.
You like it under?
I'm an under.
Well, see, one in five people usually get annoyed if it's under.
Well, one in five.
I'm one of those.
And kiss my fat ass. Go wad up some toilet paper and shove it up your butt.
I guess we finally found the thing that Cliff and I are both most different about. It's toilet paper. How it hangs and how we clump it together.
I don't know how you live your life. I don't know how you do that. I am shocked by the events of today's episode. I'm shocked.
Well, I'm shocked that it takes 10,000 times.
I don't shock easy.
I'm shocked that it takes 10,000 times changing a baby's diaper before it can actually go to the bathroom by itself. Do you know that?
What?
Take that, America. Don't have any more babies.
Quick vasectomy is what I would be saying if I were a straight married man who had danger of having
danger.
A little child.
Danger.
Danger. Kendall, most toilets flush in the key of E-flat, which I could match.
Do they really?
But I won't hear it. It goes, whoosh, E-flat.
Whoosh.
There you go. World Toilet Day takes place almost on your birthday. I wish your mother could have held you in 18 days longer, because on November 19th, World Toilet Day.
Well, my sister's birthday is the 16th, so close enough.
Man.
Did you know that on average, 20 people die from scalding caused by hot
toilet water that splashes on the butthole?
Bath water every year.
Oh, God.
20 people die from hot bath water. Isn't that insane?
Kendall, that is insane.
I'm sorry, I think it's insane.
That is so insane. Kendall, the insanity of that. Kendall, did you know that the faucet handle has so many more times the germs of a toilet seat?
Probably about as many as
400 times. To be precise.
Oh, God.
Kendall, did you know this? There are 333 squares of toilet paper on a roll.
That I wad up.
Oh, gross.
But, sorry. Did you know that this woman in Kansas was stuck on a toilet for 2 years straight?
Oh, no.
Kansas woman's skin had actually formed around the toilet seat.
That is like when Mr. Snodbottom's first wife, she grew into the couch. Petunia. So many years ago on the show.
So many years ago.
Through the years, we're all sitting on the toilet. I can't believe this show is about toilets. What do you know? It is. What the hell's next?
Big Fat Theater?
Hey! Alright. Hey, Austin earlier found something really kooky, and I think you're just gonna get a kick out of it, Kendall. All right.
Oh, I hope it's about a nut right crispy.
Kendall.
Austin.
don't get your hopes up.
Okay.
Austin, yeah, bring it in here.
Here it is.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Austin. All right, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, all
what,
right.
What is that?
This is our old segment, Three Star Theater.
Oh, we haven't done this in forever.
Bye.
Years and years.
Look at those dust.
Lift, yeah, blow it off there. Blow it off.
Blow it off.
And we're going to do this segment. What it is it Kendall, it gives Kendall a chance to be that guy from Police Academy who does all the crazy, funny sounds.
You know how much I love Cliff's going to read a beautiful fable, and I'm going to do the sound effects with just me and nothing but me right here.
Just you. Me.
Here we go.
Kendall, the beekeeper. A thief found his way into an apiary when the beekeeper was away and stole all the honey. When the keeper returned and found the hives empty, he was very much upset and stood staring at them for some time. Before long, the bees came back from gathering honey. Finding their hives overturned and the keeper standing by, they made for him with their stings. At this, he fell into a passion and cried, "You ungrateful scoundrels! You let the thief who stole my honey get off scot-free, and then you go and sting me, who's always taken such care of you?" About that, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, I think he was in the wrong place the wrong time.
Not in the right place. Well, it must have been the wrong time.
I think that fable pretty much sums up life, Cliff.
Wow.
It does, because sometimes, you know.
That's life right there.
He's mad at the bees, but yeah. Some other person that came and did it, and it's just, life sucks.
Whoa.
And he was in the wrong place the wrong time. He got stung, even though he lost his honey.
Kendall is getting deep over here. Remember that Janet Jackson song? Did you have that album? It was The Velvet Rope was the album.
I did not.
Oh, it was good. And it had
Go
deep and we don't get no sleep and da da da. And it was a video. It was good. This is a harkening back to the 90s, their video era.
Cliff, do you want to hear something weird?
Anything.
Anything but that.
Yeah, there you go.
Time for something.
We don't get no sleep, and we gon' do to do.
I have got some weird stories for you that are gonna take the cake today.
This is gonna be weird, guys.
It's gonna be weird. Cliff, while eating a chicken risotto at a hospital cantina.
All right, hit me with a weird story.
In 2008, I've already started hitting you.
Hit me, Kendall, one more time.
This doctor was puzzled.
Remember the old videos. Puzzled doctor.
He was puzzled by a strange-looking piece of meat.
Oh, shit.
He insisted that it was not chicken, but he was startled.
Not chicken.
When tests showed that it was part of a human tongue. Well, he was having the chicken risotto. Mm. He said, "This is not chicken." It was a human tongue.
Oh, my.
And hospital manager said the tongue portion may have been dropped accidentally into the food by a doctor who had gone to the canteen immediately after treating a patient. They added, reassuring they have never used patient parts in any of their dishes. How do you drop a piece of tongue?
You don't. It's an X-file.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
The truth is out there.
It's weird.
It's weird. It's
weird when your salad takes a bite out of you. Alright, here you go, Kendall. You thought that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Weird. Kendall, who but a hapless dad was charged almost 60,000 pounds by a Birmingham shop for wrapping paper, which should have cost just $6.
Skip. Oh, God. I've been charged 60,000 pounds.
Weird. So weird. And he went there and he just bought wrapping paper. It was $6. And the idiots at the shop charged him $60,000. Kendall, can you believe it?
That is insane. And he paid it.
He paid it. He didn't know that it went through.
Did I tell you
that you got charged $60,000 for wrapping paper?
No, that Susan went to lunch and she got a sandwich and they charged her $1,500. She was on the phone with the bank for like 3 hours.
Oh,
no joke.
God.
No joke.
Once I was double charged for a meal. That was the worst that happened to me so far.
But that cost $600.
Yeah, it's bad enough.
No, Cliff. Staying at a friend's cottage.
Yeah.
In the country. Dead. Oh, you were?
It was over.
Were you?
I mean, you got the gist. It was all downhill from there.
Much like this show. Staying at a friend's country cottage in the Czech Republic in 2004, a group of students decided to relieve their hangovers with a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm.
It's unnatural.
So they spotted a tin full of grainy substance on the mantelpiece in this cottage, and they thought it was instant coffee, and they made themselves a drink. Mm-hmm. It was only afterwards when the guy returned and he discovered they'd actually drunk this guy's grandfather's ashes.
Oh, no.
And one of the students said, "We grabbed the first tin we found, put it in what we thought was coffee and mugs, and poured hot water over it. It was barely drinkable. We thought it was just because it was old. But we needed something to sober us up."
Was it full-bodied?
I think... Yes, and I think it sobered him up immediately after that, yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That'll sober you up.
Whoa.
Whoa. If I was Blossom's brother Joey, I'd say, whoa. Here we go. Kendall, shoppers in a busy commercial street were left covered in human excrement.
Ugh.
After an overfilled septic tank just exploded all over.
Oh my God.
Kendall, the foul incident took place when the tank on board of a truck erupted in Hechi City in southern China. A witness to the incident said, "I noticed some people gathered around the street and thought there'd been..." Then he threw up because it smelled so bad.
Thanks for reliving that for us, Glenn.
He said, "I thought there'd been a car accident. I wasn't really paying attention, but then the smell hit me. It was disgusting. I barfed. And then I realized that a tank filled with disgusting brown liquid had exploded." Is this the bathroom episode?
Yeah.
Okay, good. "Splattering it all over the street, and the people who were shopping or walking past covered in excrement."
Ugh.
"And you know what? And they said it was just something wrong with the truck, but that did not clean the duty off of all of them." Covered in it.
Covered.
Scattered, covered, and smothered.
It's like a day at the Waffle House. Cliff,
yeah.
After a heavy vodka drinking session, Joel Stephenson, 27, agreed to let a tattoo artist ink in any design he liked.
Just do whatever.
So, of course, what did the guy go for?
A big
big Cliff. He woke up and he found, to his dismay, this artist had tattooed a 6-inch penis on his right leg, adjacent to his real one.
Mm. Which is no doubt much smaller.
I was about to say, did he measure and do a copy, or did he was like, "I'm going to make him feel real small by putting a 6-inch
on"? Oh, God, what a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. Listen, let's just agree that, what do you think is the worst? Let's come to an agreement.
Okay.
Let's mediate this.
Uh-huh.
Let's get through it. What do you think is the weirdest news item?
What do I think?
What do you think?
Well, I think...
Mr. Snodbottom is just fast asleep. I don't want to bother.
I think just because of the sheer audacity, like, not the sheer audacity, but the sheer, like, awfulness of the excrement being all over people, I'm going to go for that one.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. All right, there you go. Covered in excrement.
Scattered, smothered, and fried. There you go.
It's like when they give the award to the funniest home video.
Uh-huh.
Covered in excrement. Woo. Here we go.
Survey says.
Weirdest news item today. All right, Kendall, this is the end of the toilet episode. Got flushed. Another show.
Oh, no. Cliff, that makes me so sad.
Down the drain.
Don't do it. It makes me so sad.
Flush away. Flush. Come
to an end. But Cliff, flush away. I had 23 more pages about bathrooms.
Flush away. Maybe when we're 45. We'll do a toilet sequel.
If our listeners are that excited about bathrooms as I am,
come back in 15 years. years.
And also go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Well, sure.
Or listen to us on Rye 99 at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Come on.
Rye 99.
Come on.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Kendall, my kids always perceived the bathroom as a place where you waited out until all the groceries are unloaded from the car. And that was said by Irma Bombeck. Did you do that as a child?
Oh, yeah.
I did it all the time. Suddenly, my little brother, he did it too. And suddenly, when the groceries come home, oh, I gotta go take an hour-long dump room.
What do you mean I used to? I still do it. I'm like, oh, Susan, I gotta go to the bathroom. Sorry, it really had to happen.
Terrible husband.
No, then I come back and help out.
Sure.
At a formal dinner party, the person nearest death should always be seated closest to the bathroom.
Oh, said by George Carlin.
George Carlin, of course.
Of course.
Then why don't you take us home down those filthy, dirty bathroom roads?
Toilet road to a place we can flush the show.
Flush it on down.
With the end
of the toilet in the sewer,
it's the end of the toilet show. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, buddy. We'll see you here next week.
It's good to call that one the toilet show, right?
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.